Welcome to the CEO Sayla podcast, the place where you can fuel your growth from a place of rest, not stressed. Confession, I missed getting an episode out last week because I was in the Dominican Republic on a mission trip. Now, I had planned to have an episode ready to go because I didn't want to miss a beat, yet clearly that did not happen, which ties into this week's episode that is designed to help relieve any stress or tension you might feel when things don't go according to plan. Before we get started, if you enjoy this podcast, will you take a moment to leave a rating and review and share it out with others? Proverbs 19:21 in the New King James Version says, "There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand." Essentially, we can plan, and there are scriptures that tell us there is wisdom in planning, but we need to do so with humility for three main reasons. One, we can't possibly anticipate all the obstacles that will throw a monkey wrench into our plans. Two, our sin nature can get in the way and have us making plans that are at cross purposes with the Lord's plans. And three, even if our plans do align with God's, He may use obstacles to test our faith and trust Him in the process. If you find yourself in a situation where your plans have run amok, you can use this episode to process and recalibrate with God. Start by taking some slow, deep breaths, allowing your body and your mind to relax. With each breath, allow yourself to settle into a comfortable position and give your mind permission to settle down and start focusing solely on the Lord. If your mind does start to swirl in thought, simply acknowledge that and then remind your brain that right now, its job is to focus on God. We'll start by having you confess out loud the verse that we began with, Proverbs 19:21. But I'm going to have you personalize it. First, I'll read the verse as it's written in the New King James Version, and then I'm going to give you an example of how it can be personalized. So here's the verse as written. "There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand." Personalizing it might sound something like, "Lord, Your word says many are the plans in my heart, but it is Your counsel that will stand." Take a moment and practice this yourself, saying it out loud. You can even turn this into a prayer of thanksgiving. So, for example, "Lord, thank you that your word says I have many plans in my heart, but it is your counsel that stands." Let's say the verse out loud one more time as the Spirit leads, claiming its truth for yourself. I'll give you the verse in its original form to help you with that. "There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand." Now recall to mind a situation in the past, or maybe one you are currently in, where your plans didn't go according to plan. I'm going to give you some time to process through this with God. And I'm going to give you three questions that you can bring before him to help you with that. I will repeat these a couple times over the next few minutes, but you may want to write them down and journal through them when you're able to. Here are the three questions. Ask God, was this a plan I ran with in my own strength? Or was this your plan for me, Lord? Again, was this a plan I ran with in my own strength? Or was this your plan for me, Lord? Second question. What assumptions did I make instead of asking you for guidance? Again, what assumptions did I make instead of asking you for guidance? And the third question, Lord, what do you want me to learn through this situation? Again, Lord, what do you want me to learn through this situation? Go ahead and begin processing that with the Lord, and I'll come back in a couple minutes repeating the questions to help your mind continue to focus on them. The questions again. Was this a plan I ran with in my own strength? Or was this your plan for me, Lord? What assumptions did I make instead of asking you for guidance? What do you want me to learn through this situation? So I'm trusting that God has highlighted something to you about why things did not go according to plan. If not, that is okay. You can pause the meditation and give yourself more time with him to unpack it, or just trust that over the coming days or week, he will reveal that to you. As we get ready to close out this meditation, ask God if this is a situation to release and let go of entirely. Or ask him if there's some adjustment that he wants you to make to your plan going forward. And then if there is, to show you clearly what that is. So I'll give you a moment to process this with him. Is this something you need to release, or is there something he wants you to adjust? Thank you. Finally, let's end by confessing once again Proverbs 19:21. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand.